The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm joined now by Carlo Weathers, Alan O'Reilly to talk weather both here and abroad. And abroad is having some significant issues. Alan, we're looking at the warmest June on record in both UK and Spain.
Yes, the warmest on record, and Spain has also seen its highest ever temperature recorded provisionally for June as well. But England had its warmest on record. It was actually the second warmest if you include the whole of the UK, but it was the warmest for England on record. So that heat wave at the end certainly played a part, because it was a cooler start. And Met Eireann actually have issued Ireland's provisional stats in the last few hours. And ours was the fourth warmest June on record. And given how much of a cool start it was, that's quite a remarkable kind of, I suppose, catch up, if you want to say it like that, Anton.
I think people will have a sense that we hear this a lot, that it's been the warmest June, the warmest May. Is that now the pattern? Are we seeing a sort of a succession of records being broken in recent years?
Yeah, so Met Eireann say of the top 10 warmest Junes, five of them have occurred recently, 23, 18, 25, 2010 and 2006. So unfortunately with climate change, that is becoming a trend. And big part of that, because a lot of people will complain about poor months like May of last year when we had a poor month, but the warm nights, Anton, are playing a big part into that. And that's really evident in the last week, because we've had the warmest night on record ever at the Phoenix Park in Dublin, where it didn't get below 19 degrees on the 28th of June. So those warm nights are playing a big part in increasing the overall average. So while during the daylight hours, when people are up and about and expecting to be enjoying summer weather, it may not be above average temperatures, but the nights have been much warmer.
Is there a good reason for that?
It's cloud cover and it's climate change. And that's really the two of those things added together. That hot plume of air that's over France and Spain and Portugal and many parts of Europe, we were just on the edge of it. And, you know, if we had had clear skies and a lot more sunshine, we would have seen much higher temperatures. But at nighttime, when you have the cloud and you have the high humidity, it does make for very warm nights, which really, of course, increases the average overall in of the 24 hours.
And when we look at some of the peak temperatures then across Europe, we're seeing temperatures north of 46 degrees in Portugal and nigh on that in Spain.
Yes, incredible temperatures, really. And very unusual to have them this time of the year, because obviously, there'll be lots of people now, Anton, shouting at the radio saying it, but it's summer. Yes, it is summer, but they don't normally see these kind of temperatures in those parts of Spain and Portugal, even this time of the year. You would get close to them in July, but a lot of people that have been on holiday have been commenting to me that the locals are saying this is unusually hot for this time of the year. So you wouldn't expect to see it in June, especially. That's why there was red warnings for particular in parts of France yesterday. Paris, for example, you know, was seeing over 42 degrees.
I always think the Irish are somewhat conflicted with this, because we all know climate change is a very bad thing, but it's hard not to like a warm June. So people will be listening thinking, what does this mean for decent weather into July and August? Have you any sense of that, or is it impossible to tell this far out?
Yeah, it's difficult to tell. We kind of have this repeating cycle of high pressure. The Azores High tries to come up towards us, gives us a little blast, a couple of days of summer weather, as we call it in Ireland, and then it sinks away again. And that's kind of what's happening at the moment, because we're going to have low pressure coming from the northwest on Friday and the weekend, bringing us some windy, cooler in the north, but warmer in the south weather, but also showers. But then the Azores High looks like it's going to try and build back in again next week. Now, it's a very much a big divide, even in a small island like Ireland. For example, Wexford could be 20 degrees at the weekend, where Donegal could be 13 degrees and pretty wet in the northwest, where relatively dryish in Wexford. So that low pressure system in the northwest is causing a big divide right across the country, never mind across Europe.
Text to say, I've been doing the leg out of the duvet trick for the heat and it has really let me down this week. Can't wait for the weather to break. It's been a two leg out of the duvet trick minimum for the last week. Do we know when records began and they started to note hot months and years and cold months and years? I'm betting what, mid-1800s probably, Alan, is it?
Yeah, around that. I mean, there is a lot of records back to the late 1800s, but there's a huge amount of records date back to the like 1940s, 1950s. And so a lot of those records that we're seeing broken have stood for a very long time. Do you know, they're not stations that have been added. For example, that warmest night I said at Phoenix Park, that record had still was 84 years that goes back.
And on the topic of records, a lot of those, of course, are based on the findings taken at various different weather stations around the country. One of which is having an interesting issue at the moment. The Shannon weather station is going to have to be relocated.
Yes, unfortunately it is. And this is something that has happened in the past in Dublin Airport because of, you know, growth in the airport, infrastructure building, you know, closer to the weather station. But unfortunately, I noticed that on satellite images that two new car parks have popped up surrounding the weather station at Shannon Airport. Now, there was already two car parks on kind of the east and the south of it, but now there's another two. So it's almost surrounded by tarmac and car park. So really it does become a little bit unsuitable, you know, for the, if you want to kind of maintain your high quality, because Met Aaron, to be fair to them, their climatic stations, their weather stations, the quality of their data is very, very high. So, it, you know, I was disappointed to see this, but I was good to see that Met Aaron did reply on Twitter to say that they are looking at finding an alternative site on Shannon Airport's grounds to see can they move it to a more suitable location.
And what's the impact of car parks? Is it temperature related or is it water drainage or what?
Yeah, temperature. So, you know, if you were to get very warm weather, especially, and you were to get slack winds coming from the direction of the car park, you will get a kind of an extra heat impact from the radiation of that tar. So if you think about it, if you stand in an open field versus standing surrounded by car parks, you know, the heat will be different. Now, it wouldn't be a huge difference, Anton, but it, at the same time, given the level of how well Met Air manage their weather stations, it is something that does need to be recognised that it would need to be moved.
Here's one for you on the topic of records. Offhand, would you be able to remember what was the hottest temperature that's ever been recorded anywhere?
Anywhere in the world or anywhere in Ireland?
Anywhere in the world.
Oh, over 50. Yeah, I don't know the record. I know there's been a few claims to a few areas that have like Death Valley and a few other parts of the world that have broken it, but I haven't seen an official station. Actually, I can't remember offhand, no.
I think you might be right. I think it might be Death Valley north of 50. If you know, 53106 or 087 1400 106. Let's bring it right bang up to date. A lot of people are saying, this is all well and good, lads. The weekend. What's it going to be like for the weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a very mixed bag. So we have wind and rain moving down from the northwest on Friday, and it will bring very strong winds in some parts. So if you're pitching a tent, a kaleidoscope or whatever else, bring the extra pegs, Anton, is the message there. But the weekend will be breezy. It will be showery. It will be cloudy, but it will be some dry spells. It won't be a washout. And there will be some sunny spells developing. And if you're in the sunny southeast like Carlo, it'll be a lot warmer than it will be in the northwest. So the southeast will see the warmest. And it'll actually, for that person who was putting their leg out under the duvet, it'll be quite humid again at the weekend in the southeast. So you might have two legs out of the duvet again.
Have you any better tips than just throwing a leg out, by the way, Alan? I know I'm getting to the outer edges of your expertise, but I may as well ask it while I have you.
Well, for me, it's open all the windows, but don't make sure you have the lights off or you'll have all the moths in the nine and you won't be able to sleep then because of the moths.
Well, listen, just so that you can go out on a high note, to let you know, the highest recorded temperature ever in human history was in Death Valley. Good man yourself, Alan. Recorded as 56.7 degrees in California in 1913. So 1913 means pre-common air conditioning. That would have been a hot summer.
And that's why it's called Death Valley.
Alan, thank you as ever. That is Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.